And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, you hear the music. It's Matthew Slater, Patriots captain. He's co-sponsored by Drains by James. When you need an expert and sewer special teams, Eastern Mass depends on Drains by James, where they give a poop about your pipes, and by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. You can visit 495ram.com. Matthew Slater, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing well. It looked like at a point in time yesterday, you were getting your knee looked at, checked out. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I mean, a little banged up, but who isn't this time of year? But all is well. Appreciate you asking.
Matt, I'm wondering how the team is feeling about going out to Denver for Christmas Eve. It's obviously a high-profile game with the starting time and everything, but it is a major holiday, and it's a tougher season than most, at least record-wise, for you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's just part of the business. We know we're going to have to play on holidays. We embrace that. We understand it. And we're excited about the opportunity. I mean, to be able to play a primetime game is always a special thing. And we talk a lot about opportunities around here. You can never take them for granted or assume that they're going to come in the future. So we're going to embrace it, and we're going to try to go out there and perform at a high level.
Matthew, the Chiefs are a team you've had many head-to-head battles with over the years. What's your sort of take on them this year? I know they're 9-5. They were sort of in a bit of turmoil coming into that game against you guys. It seemed like in the second half in particular, they kind of flipped the switch.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're always going to be in the mix. As long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback there and he's able to be on the football field, it doesn't matter how things have gone or what things look like, they're going to be in the mix because he's that type of player. He's a generational player. And certainly, you know, Travis and those other guys are doing a great job. So, yeah, I mean, everybody loves to talk about what's going, but I'm sure they'll be one of the last teams standing when it's all said and done.
Bill Belichick was in this studio inside Gillette Stadium earlier today answering questions about his future. You've told us countless times you believe in him, you have faith in him, you'll stand by him. So I don't need you to weigh in on his job security, but how aware are you of that constant discussion that's been going on for the last weeks and months about Bill's future?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's hard not to be aware of it. I mean, you're not totally oblivious to those sort of conversations, but, I mean, again, like I always say, it doesn't impact what we do day-to-day. Really has no bearing on it at all. And, you know, there are only a certain number of people that actually know what's going on, and I'm certainly not one of them. So we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, again, I always reiterate my belief and support of Coach, and I have very good reasons for why I believe in him and continue to believe in him. So.
Bill Belichick yesterday gave an explanation about the number of times that they punted on fourth downs, or that you punted on fourth downs yesterday when you were down 2+ scores. And one of the answers he gave was about how there were injuries and he was concerned about pass protection. Can you remember other instances in your career with the Patriots when he's looked at, you know, that he's looked at scenarios because he's concerned about the safety or the health of the team, the players that are out there?
No, I mean, when those decisions are made, they're not communicated to us or through us. So I can't sit here and tell you I remember another time or a situation like that came up. If that's the explanation he gave, then I trust that that's what happened. But, you know, we're not I'm certainly not familiar with those circumstances as they arise.
Matthew, I know we've talked a lot about, you know, certain games and improving over time and all of that. Do you think the special teams unit as a whole has improved as the season's gone on? Do you guys think you've made any strides, or are you still kind of, does it seem like you're still making some of the same mistakes you made early in the year?
Yeah, I just think we've been too inconsistent, and that's the reality. There have been weeks where it looks like we're turning the corner, and then, you know, we do something that causes us to take a few steps backward. And, you know, that's never been the standard here, and that's never going to be good enough, whether it's here or anywhere else. So you hope that we finish out the season the right way, and give ourselves something to build on moving forward.
Talking to Patriots captain Matthew Slater. He joins us here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. There's one home game left, Matthew. It's January 7th against the Jets. Have you given any thought to that being your final game at Gillette Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, when you're in your 16th year, that's always a possibility. So I've probably thought about that the last two or three seasons in the final home game. So I'm going to just try to stay in the moment and take things as they come day by day and be appreciative of the time I have left in the season, and then we'll go from there.
Have you thought about it differently, I suppose, from the beginning of the season to where it is now? I imagine that with a lot of seasons, by the time you get to December, you're like, I can't imagine going back to mini camp or training camp right now.
You know, I haven't. My approach has always been to just stay in the moment. And, you know, so many things can happen over the course of the season or over the course of a day, a week in the NFL, that you can't allow yourself to think too far ahead. So, you know, I told myself coming in just to take it day by day, and, you know, we'd evaluate at the end of the year, and that's still the plan.
Do wins and losses still matter the same as they would? I mean, obviously not if you were fighting for a playoff spot right now, but when you're out of playoff contention like that, do you sort of go into these games looking for wins and losses like normal, or are you looking to evaluate other things, maybe the coaching staff looking to evaluate other aspects of the team?
Well, Herm Edwards said it best. You play to win the game, and it doesn't matter if it's preseason, it doesn't matter if it's street ball, Thanksgiving bowl, the way I'm wired, I play to win. And a lot of our guys around here are wired the same way, so wins always matter.
Weird one. Taylor Swift was in the building yesterday. Was there anybody was there anybody who was like super interested on the team? Anybody who was like a big Taylor Swift fan, very interested in the festivities?
You know what? No one said anything, but it's hard not to appreciate greatness. I mean, I was explaining to my kids, she's probably the most influential musician and entertainer in the world right now, and that's a pretty cool thing. So it's been kind of fun to watch all the hubbub. I wish her and Mr. Kelce all the best.
So you're saying Jabril Peppers, he was the one who was like, how do I get an autograph?
He was first in line, had his pen and paper.
All right, nice. He is Matthew Slater, Patriots captain. He joins us every Patriots Monday. Matthew, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas. Matthew Slater, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.